This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So many stories to cover that affect your wallet. And a lot of people, obviously, with razor-thin home budgets are always concerned, as you should be, we all should be, about the money. And one of the issues and concerns is with all the cuts coming, and many of the results of those cuts will not be felt for a while yet, and a lot are still in the air, but Medicaid has gotten the attention of a lot of people. And joining us is Meg Sneed, former acting secretary for human services under the Wolf administration. Meg, welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Boy, how do you frame where we stand with when people hear about Social Security and Medicaid? There are so many people on a fixed income that count on this, and yet we're hearing about potential cuts that could affect across the country 8.6 million people with health insurance cuts. So what is the status as we sit here this morning?
Yeah, great question. So as we speak in Congress at the federal level, they are considering massive cuts to Medicaid in order to pay for the tax breaks that they've agreed to for their wealthy friends. Every member of Pennsylvania's GOP caucus voted for this legislation. Republican Dan Muser said he supports this bill, which includes $880 billion in cuts to the Medicaid program, as a big, beautiful bill that he supports from A to Z. It's not just limited to Washington. In Harrisburg, we're having these conversations as well. Republican Senate Majority Leader Kim Ward sent a letter to Congress asking them to repeal a Medicaid waiver that is meant to save states money. This is a program that more than 3 million people in Pennsylvania rely on. Medicaid is a health insurance program, not a handout. People use it to help them stabilize their health care, so they can go to work and focus on other things like putting food on the table. It is a program that covers new moms, kids with disabilities, the elderly, people with disabilities more broadly. Cuts to this program would be beyond devastating. We're talking about people that are now able to live in their communities that would be forced into institutions. We would no longer be able to cover things like nursing home care. Really devastating impacts to people's daily lives.
So you're suggesting people reach out to their elected officials and say, hey, we don't want people taking off coverage. I mean, what happens to those people? It's a, you know, domino effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think health insurance is what allows us to go to work and do the things that allow us to live in our communities every day. Without it, it's a really challenging way to live your life. And we're talking about the most vulnerable people in our communities, and we need to increase supports for them, not look for ways to cut the programs that support them in their daily lives.
What is
so,
the?
Yeah, I think. Go ahead.
What is the difference, so people understand, between Medicaid and Medicare?
Absolutely. So Medicare is a fully federal program that covers mostly seniors. Medicaid is a program that covers it's cost shared between the federal government and the state government. And it is the largest health insurer in the country for people with disabilities, seniors, and kids.
And in terms of the number of people, you're suggesting just under 3 million people would be affected in the state of Pennsylvania by these cuts.
Absolutely. That's more than 40% of kids in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania are covered by the Medicaid program.
Where can people get more information?
They are having these conversations right now in Congress. The House Energy and Commerce Committee is considering these cuts as we speak. I would encourage people to reach out to their federal representatives, but also reach out to your members in Harrisburg and let them know that Medicaid is critically important and that gutting this program will devastate people's lives.
Meg Snead, former Acting Secretary for Human Services under the Wolf administration, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.